Around here, you just go down in the streams, you catch one little crayfish, you know.
Okay. What about, like they get out of the ocean, those little things, the round things like this?
You mean shrimp or no, not around. Well, you wouldn't do it here because it wouldn't be around here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone down there, and you get crab baskets, all right, catching crabs, you hang them over the side.
Yeah.
God, I never did it before until about 4 years ago or something. See, that was fun, boy. I quit fishing after that, you know, just to do that. Went and bought me a crab basket. God, we had a trunk load, swear to God, in a big car, mm-hmm. an Oldsmobile. Slam, before you lift it up, they was falling out of the side. We had to run around catching them. That was fun.
What about the kind that they open up and they just eat straight out of a shell?
Clam, oysters, a clam. Now, Mr. the one that's dead, he mm-hmm. like, I said Mr. separate him from Luke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. now, him, they go down there fishing, you know, and they'd be on the back of the boat, and they'd be out in the ocean, you know, and the boat be rocking back and forth, and they have to stand, take a leap. He'd be falling all the time, trying to take a leap, you know, and running and trying to do it and pee all over himself, you know. But he used to anchor up to a piling or something,
mm-hmm.
and he'd, you know, break them off, and then he'd, you know, while they were starving to death, he'd pry them open, you know, and eat them.
Yeah,
because they'd be stuck to the piling,
mm-hmm.
to the mm-hmm. rocks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd get them, break them up, you know.
And eat them, yeah. What about insects? What kind of insects?
Yeah. What, I don't know what you mean now. Any kind of insect?
Yeah, that fly around. There's a kind that comes in and flies
Gnats.
In. Okay. And another
that
kind that comes in and goes around a lamp.
Oh, you ain't talking about them little green ones, are you?
Like what? What do you call them?
I don't have a name for them.
Okay.
No. If I do, I don't remember.
There's another kind with kind of big wings.
Moths and moths.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And there's gnats. Gnats will drive you crazy, getting your eyes.
Okay.
You're so wise.
You were talking about bees and yellow jackets earlier. There's another kind that stings.
There's wasps and your hornets and your bumblebees and y'all try robbing bumblebee nests.
Yeah.
It's the devil, boy. You don't do it. And Jack and we was all gonna do it one time. Jack and Buck both got stung by it. And that was about that knocked them to the knees. That's one thing you get messed with.
The part of a tree that grows underground, that's a...
root.
Okay. And your father and mother together are called your...
parents.
Okay. And if you had kids, your sons and daughters would be called your...
Well, now, if I had sons and daughters, I'd just say they're my kids, you know?
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you want to know the difference, that's my son, so-and-so, and that's...
Children would you use?
Well, you can use children in different ways. I mean, like, let's see, how to put it. I guess before I say kids or something, I would
kids.
Say children.
Yeah.
I'd say
okay.
them my children there.
If you have a kid that's 5 inches taller this year, you say that this year he sure has
grown.
Okay. And as compared with last year, he sure what a lot.
I'm gonna say it all over again.
As compared with last year, he sure.
It's grown.
Okay. You mentioned. What are some of the names that you know for blacks or put down names for blacks?
Severe chunkers, tar babies, niggers, mainly niggers, but spear chunkers, jigaboos, what's a good one? You tell your kids that boogeyman.
Uh-huh.
The boogeyman.
Boogeyman will get you?
Yeah, the boogeyman. Boogeyman was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Spear chunkers, there was other names. God, if you had time to sit down. You know, if a bunch, two or three were sitting around, you'd come up with a whole bunch.